Hello, Primrose speaking, Head of Communications. Oh. Hello, Primrose speaking, Head of Communications. Oh. Oh, yes, sir. I'm afraid Mr. Jones isn't here at the moment. A jar of pickles he's had his eye on in Asda finally expires today, and he's gone to see if he'll reduce the price. Oh, yes, I'll tell him.
Who was that, Mr. Primrose?
Mr. Jones's agent.
Well, now, he hasn't heard from him in years.
I wonder what it is.
Some big Hollywood role, perhaps.
Maybe a return appearance by Angry Man in Crowd, EastEnders 2012.
I do hope so. Mr. Jones thought that went awfully well. Oh, he's coming.
80p for a jar of pickles past its sell-by date. It's outrageous. You'd think they'd let me buy one pickle for a penny, wouldn't you? But oh no, we're selling them by the jar. Now I'm late reviewing the November podcast.
I'm sure it's perfect.
Well, of course it is, but I do like listening to me. Roll the tape, Primrose.
I've got a message for you, sir.
Can it wait? I'm in the zone, artistically.
It's from your agent.
What? Are you sure?
Yes, he says to phone him back at once.
Right. Number. Yes. But off you go. This is private. Go and review the November podcast. I'll listen to it later.
I'll make some strong coffee, just in case.
Righto. Podcast, yes, sir. Now, which button is it? No. No.
This is Brindley Tightlair, and it is my pleasure, Nightlair, to present for you this new show.
No, that's for later. Ah!
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the November podcast. Thank you for joining me once more on this voyage of discovery. There's lots to get through this month, so no time to mess about with inconsequential nonsense that I think is funny, but has you groaning and winding on. If there is any time, well, I'll just stick it at the beginning. Firstly, you know when you log on and see, please use this button to access videos not below, does it work? Do you get taken to a list of folders with videos? I have blithely assumed so, but when I tried on private browser, so none of my automatic privileges kick in, it didn't work. Please let me know, as you should have access to this. Meanwhile, some progress has been made putting videos actually onto the website. We have Agatha Christie stories like The Girl in the Train or Witness for the Prosecution. Hercule Poirot stories, of course, such as a four-parter, The Underdog. The Labours of Hercules, we're up to the sixth labour so far. Murder on the Orient Express, of course. All 11 episodes, a full story there for you. Death on the Nile, all 11 episodes there, full story for you. Miss Marple, The Tape Measure Murders, the very first story I ever put on YouTube, back in the days when I used to use that thing. Greenshaw's Folly, Sanctuary, many other short stories. Plus, of course, the 10-part story Nemesis, and the 12-part story The Body in the Library, all the episodes there for you, the full stories. Do dip in if you haven't done so. More stories will be joining it soon from the MJAM archive. Other short stories by Cyril Hare and others. E. Nesbitt, Conclave by Robert Harris, Paddington Bear, of course. The Seven Chronicles, that's all seven of them, of Narnia. Watership Down, the whole flipping book, it's there for you. My word. Lord Peter Wimsey, only one of those stories. I did do two, but one's gone somewhere, goodness knows where. Of course, Hilarious Comedy, which is available on YouTube, which is just for little things like my comedy, so YouTube can't complain about me stealing anyone's copyright. All these and more there on the website. And now it's time for...
Time for the stats.
Time for the stats.
What time is the stats?
What time is the stats?
Time for the stats.
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 Stats.
Yes, 344 people visited the website in October. 314 of them actually logged on. That's good going, believe me. That could be, of course, you know, the same person 300 times and another person 14 times, obviously. But the point is, it got a fair bit of traffic. 72 people looked at the user registration page and considered joining. About 8 did. 8, that's pretty good in a month, believe me, that's good. Thank you for joining. 61 looked at the latest video, Double Sin. 42 visited the Agatha Christie pages. 33 looked at Miss Marple. 24 looked at Watership Down. And 22 looked at Monsieur Hercule Poirot. Fascinating. And, more to the point, encouraging. Sorry, my phone's just lit up. There's nobody there. Strange. Anyway, you're not interested in that. I've been asked to make more of my stories, maybe all of my stories, available in straight MP3 format as an option. Now, I am happy to do that, but it will take a while, obviously, to get all that arranged. But that's fine. If that's what people want, perfect. The important question which comes from that is, now that YouTube is up the spout, would you like me to do all my readings in MP3 and forget about the videos, with occasional exceptions? I may have asked you something like this before, but it is pertinent now, so please let me know. There's a new Ring Road out on the Comedy Channel. I should put it on latest video too, actually. Maybe I'll put it on latest video by the time you've heard this podcast. Apologies again for those who are hanging on for more Merlin episodes, especially the one faithful and dedicated listener who's been helping me sort out the confusion I've created. I have just not had time the last month, but I shall return to this project very soon. Time has been really short for me these last few weeks, as non-MJAM matters preoccupy me greatly. I have begun reading The Railway Children. Oh yes, I have. And I hope to have an episode on the website very soon. I have, as I said before, I think last month, got the Mousetrap book. I've had a look through it. It looks like it should be fun. Ideal for Christmas. So with any luck, one of these Christmases, it'll be there for you on the website. I usually do a Paddington story about now to soothe you as you wait. I think I'll give them a quick Paddington. But I haven't even had time for that. The next chapter is a very long one. So I have to ask your indulgence, and I promise to have those Railway Children ready soon. As I mentioned, we've got some new members, so a very big official welcome to them. This website's taking off. Now, I shall end it there, as there's a jar of pickles in Asda with my name on it. I often write my name on things in shops when they're about to go down in price, just to make sure I get first dibs. I remember once,
well, that all seems fine. Is Mr. Jones still on the telephone in there?
Shakespeare.
I think he's just coming. I wonder how the conversation went.
This is how you want to be doing it.
Hello, is that Tommy Trubshaw, agent of the Stars of Tomorrow? It's me, Matthew Jones. Am I a star of tomorrow? I should say so. I've been with you long enough. Yes, I know Mr. Trubshaw wants to speak to me. That's why I'm on. Tommy! It's been a long time. Now, if it's this new Kenny B film he's churning out, yes, I will play a major part, but we have to talk dressing rooms first. I want one this time. Eh? It's not. Oh. Has Bridgerton had a change of heart? I knew that picture of me in my tights would swing it. Oh. It's EastEnders, isn't it? They want to make Angry Man in Pub a regular character. Yes, I was. 2012. It'll be repeated on the Drama Channel soon. They're up to 2008. Oh. What then? I'm too old to be a star of tomorrow. Well, whose fault's that? I've been with you for years. You can no longer represent me. Well, good. Because I don't need you. Star of tomorrow? I'm a star of today. I have listeners. And I shall go on. I am Big Tommy. It's for parts that got small. Goodbye.
Coffee, Mr. Jones?
Thank you, Mr. Oppelkopf.
The podcast is splendid, sir. Well up to the usual standard.
Thank you, Primrose. Thank you.
Ginger biscuit?
I don't feel like celebrating.
There's always tomorrow.
No, Mr. Oppelkopf. There was
was only ever yesterday.
Ah. Hello?
Tommy?
Oh. Oh. So you found out. Ah. Want a piece of the action, eh? Sign me up to an exclusive contract? Well, I should think so, too. Yes. I'll pop in tomorrow and sign. No time now. Goodbye. Get the ginger nuts out, Miss Troppelkoff. We're celebrating. Hurrah! Turns out he's had a supermarket delivery, and all the food has my name on it. Cheapskate must buy it as soon as it's gone off. Anyway, he's convinced I'm heading a major advertising campaign behind his back, and he wants in. Bravo, sir. Right, let's finish that podcast. Mic on?
Yes, sir.
Levels up to speed?
All systems go.
Key me in.
And action!
Goodbye.
Brilliant, Mr. Jones.
You nailed it, sir.
Yes, well, you don't get to be on EastEnders without learning how to say goodbye.
Well, everybody, for once it's good news. The pub's been saved.
Hooray!
The square has a preservation order.
Hooray!
And it's nearly Christmas.
Hooray!
And Phil says the beer's back on.
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Actually, I'm still quite angry. Oh, sorry, I think that should have been the previous scene.